感谢主，在这大雪天我们还是来到一起来敬拜他，好不好？我们一起也再读一些经文，我们读路加福音第一章三十八节。
Let's read Luke chapter 1 verse
38。 三十八节，然后四十六到四十八节。
46 to 48
第一章三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离他去了。四十六节，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以我神的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。”你再读第二章十九节。
And chapter 2, verse 19.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。第二章五十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 51.
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。最后我们读马太福音第二章五到六节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 5 and 6.
他们回答说：“在犹大的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你出来，牧养我以色列的民。”好，我们低头再有一点简短的祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
当我们一起在去到主你自己面前的时候，愿主你再来对我们心里的深处来说话。
And when we come before you, may you speak to us in our heart.
我们实在知道离了你，我们不能做什么。
We know that apart from you, we can do nothing.
愿你的恩膏今天也再来这里，恩膏为你做出口的、翻译的和在这里的每一颗心。
May you anoint the speaker, the one who translates, and all who are here.
让我们一起能够从你那里能够领受主你自己的话语。
So that we can receive the word from you.
现在把下面的时间恭敬仰望在主你的手上。
We lift up this time to you.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们还是在圣诞节的节气里，所以也觉得还是要讲点这个和主耶稣诞生有关的事。
We're still in the Christmas season, so I feel compelled to talk about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我在读我想耶稣基督降生的这些圣经里面的记载的时候，
When I read about what was recorded about Jesus' birth in the Bible,
犹大地的伯利恒这几个字就在我心里面显出来一样。
And those words Bethlehem in the land of Judah was in my heart.
所以我们刚才读到马太福音第二章那里，我们都很熟悉的一个记载那里是讲到，当他们三个博士东方博士来到耶路撒冷，问这个犹大的王在哪里的时候，他们很快都能说出来，是在犹大地的伯利恒。
And when we were reading in Matthew chapter 2, we are very familiar with the story. The three magi had come and asked where was the king born.And they were able to say it's in Bethlehem in Judea.
所以我们也知道犹大地在刚才读那里，他说虽然不是最小的城。
So even though Bethlehem in the land of Judah is they're not the smallest town.
但它实在是一座小的城。
But it is a small town.
我想我们南区现在是在查这个约书亚记。
We're studying Joshua in the South Bible Study Group.
然后我们知道这个耶稣亚带领他们进迦南，然后打了三个大战役。
And Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan, and they fought three battles.
Yeah. 然后完了之后，他们就得着那地，然后十二支派就分地。
And after that, they received the land, and they started to divide the land.
好，然后犹大地，犹大是分了南边的地。
And Judah has a land to the south.
然后在十五章那里就记载了犹大大概拿了九十座城。
And in chapter 15, it was recorded that Judah has 15 cities.
很有意思，在那九十座城里面居然没有伯利恒。
And in those 15 cities, Bethlehem was not one of them.
所以我们知道那实在是很小的一座城。
So it is a very small city.
但虽然小，但它却出那很重要的这些人物。
But even though it was small, it is very important.
我们知道在我们 Kansas City 有一座很小的城叫 Independence.
You know that there is a very small city here, it's called, in Kansas City called Independence.
所以我们知道这个 President 出门，杜鲁门总统就是在那里出生长大。
Truman came from that city.
然后还有他的故居。
And he lived there.
然后还有我们知道离这两三个小时还有那个 Albany 在 Kansas City。然后艾森豪威尔这个总统也是二战的盟军司令，他也是在那个小城里面出来的。
And there's a small city called Abilene in Kansas, and that's where President Eisenhower came from.
小神却能在那个很小的地方兴起神所用的人，可以影响一个国家，甚至影响人类的历史。
And God can use this very small city and the people from it to affect even a country.
伯利恒我们知道就是这样一个很小的城。
And we know that Bethlehem is a very small city.
我们也知道路德记，那你讲到波阿斯和路德这样一个美丽的这样的爱情故事。
And we remember the story about Ruth, a very lovely story about Ruth and Boaz.
然后它发生在波阿斯的那个麦田和禾场那里。
And it happened, the story happened in this threshing floor of Boaz.
前一阵子吕弟兄也提醒我们，那个伯利恒就是粮仓的意思。
And last time Brother Lou had reminded us that Bethlehem means the
实在那里是一个很丰富的地方，虽然小，却是丰富的地方。
And it's, even though it's small, it's very abundant.
我们也知道波阿斯和路德就生了耶西，然后耶西就生了大卫王。
And we know that Boaz and Ruth gave birth to Jesse, and Jesse gave birth to David, King David.
大卫是一个合神心意的王。然后神用大卫就建立了神那时候在地上的国度以色列。
And King David is a king of God's heart, and God used him to have a great kingdom.
我们也知道在马太福音和路加福音里面都记载了耶稣的家谱。
And in the Matthew and Luke it's also recorded Jesus' genealogy.
一开始看的时候好像这两个家谱前面一段好像都一样，其实一开始读很多时候就以为那个家谱都是一样。
So when we first look at the first part, it looks like the genealogy was very similar, so we think that it's the same.
但后来我们如果细看，我们就知道那家谱到后面就分了，就不一样了。
But if we look at it very in detail, we see that later it split and it was not the same.
所以后来我们就是有圣经学者跟我们说到，说这里马太福音是讲到 约瑟的家谱，路加福音是讲到玛利亚的家谱。
And the Bible scholar tells us that Matthew is talks about the genealogy of Joseph, and Luke is the genealogy of Mary.
他们两个都是大卫的后裔。
They were both descendants of David.
路加福音也告诉我们，当天使向玛利亚，那个天使加伯列向玛利亚说话的时候，他说是在加利利的拿撒勒。
And the Bible tells us that when the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary, it was in Nazareth in Galilee.
所以是在加利利的拿撒勒，然后他问玛利亚的安。所以我们知道那时候玛利亚和约瑟他们都在加利利的拿撒勒。
So we know that at that time both Mary and Joseph are in Nazareth in Galilee.
很有意思。所以我们在当我读到这，我就在想，哎，你说约瑟和玛利亚，他知不知道神的旨意，照着弥迦的预言，玛利亚所怀的那个孩子要生在伯利恒呢？
When I read this, I was wondering if they knew it was the will of God that this child born of Mary is going to be born in Bethlehem.
我想是应该不知道的。
I think they did not know.
然后就等到玛利亚，她肚子越来越大了，也越来越重了，快到生产那时候，然后突然间罗马皇帝来了一个命令。所以他就说那时候就是圣旨下来了，他说叫天下的人民都要去报名上册。
And when Mary's pregnancy was coming to full term, all of a sudden the emperor of Rome came, there was a that they have to go to their for census, go to their home
那个确实报名上册，那个就是叫做就是人口普查嘛，然后用现在的话讲。
So it's census in today's word.
所以我们知道美国每十年有一次人口普查，就明年它也是人口普查的时候。
And in the U.S. every 10 years there's a census.
但现在人口普查很方便，你要到哪它都你都可以人口普查都可以做得到，你都可以报名上册。
And today it's very easy. No matter where you are, you can still be part of that census.
但那个时候不行，他那时候的规矩是，你一定要到你的本族本家，是吧？那你去各归各城，那你去报名上册。
But in those days, it's not the same. You have to go back to your homeland where you come from.
所以他们就要上伯利恒。
So they have to go back to Bethlehem.
所以圣旨一到，大家都是赶快要马上做，那不管怀孕了没有，也不管怀孕了多重，你还是要匆匆上路。
So it, when the decree came, it really didn't matter whether you're pregnant or not. You just have to go.
所以玛利亚那时候就约瑟就带着玛利亚，玛利亚就骑着驴子，是吧？然后好几天的路程。然后他们就到了伯利恒。
So David, so Joseph took Mary and have her sit on a mule, and they went to Bethlehem.
然后大卫家族的人都到伯利恒来报名上册。那当然他们走得慢，所以他们来的时候，那些旅馆的房子全部都没有了。
So all of the descendants of David have to, went to Bethlehem. So by the time they got there, there was no room in the inn.
神给他们预备的只有一个马房。
God has prepared for them only a stable.
多少的时候，我们也期望能够有一个客房，而不是一个马房。
Many times.We wish we have a room in the inn, not just a stable.
我们相信那爱玛利亚的约瑟 他难道不期望一个马房吗？啊，不期望一个客房吗？
So I am sure that Joseph, who loves Mary, was wishing for a room, not just a stable.
然后带着沉重的身孕，然后又经过长途跋涉的玛利亚，他心里，我相信他也渴望会有一个客房。
And Mary, who is pregnant, and after a long trip.In her heart, she wishes for a room, not just a stable.
玛利亚可以向神说：“神啊，我怀的是你的孩子。”
Mary could say to God, "God, I'm carrying your child."
我想我们有的时候，我们认识一些朋友，认识一些朋友。他们前面生了好几个女孩子，到后面她怀了一个，好不容易怀上一个男孩子，然后她就昂首挺胸。
I know some friends who have a lot of they have girls and then finally they have a boy.
不单只先生很宠爱她，公公婆婆也很宠爱她。
So not only the not only the father was love the son, but also the grandparents.
像玛利亚，她真可以向神说，她说她已经经过了九个月的身孕，然后也长途跋涉那么艰辛，她到了分娩生产，那个是她说可以说是她最艰难、最辛苦，也最需要干净的时候。
Mary had carried the child for 9 months, and she could have told God that after the long trip and when she is giving birth, that's the time when she really needs to have a really clean place.
但是我想到的就是我们刚才读到玛利亚她自己说的，她说路加福音第一章三十八节，她说我是主的使女。
But Mary, just like she said in Luke chapter 1, I am your servant.
她说情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And may it be to me as according to your word.
她说不论美名还是丑名。
No matter whether it's a good name or a bad name.
也不论是客房还是马房。
Or whether it's a room in the inn or a stable.
实在他心尊主为大。
And he glorifies the Lord.
他的灵以神为乐。
And his spirit is joy, rejoices in God.
他相信神的顾念，也相信神的保守。
And he believed that the Lord is mindful and protective of her.
她可以能够安息，能够有平安有喜乐。
So she could rest and have peace and have joy.
有些人是说玛利亚怀的是圣婴，然后她好像要经过一个好像什么保守，当然她有一个无娩就无痛的那种分娩。
And some said since she is carrying the child of God that she should have she shouldn't have any labor pain.
但是我相信她还是经过常人这样的一个分娩的过程。
I am sure she goes through the regular labor.
但她里面能够有平安有喜乐。虽然我们刚才也唱到在那个 Away in the manger， 我们知道他们表演的时候也看到这样的稻草房，但是她里面能够仰望依靠神。
And she, in her there's joy and peace. And even though it is a manger, that she can still continue to look up to God.
约瑟呢？
What about Joseph?
当玛利亚生产的时候，约瑟在做什么？
when Mary was having the labor, what was Joseph doing?
我相信约瑟，我想有一位圣经学者，他在这里，也许是一些假想，但是很实际的一些假想。他那里讲到说，约瑟他做了他一切可以做的事情。
There is this Bible scholar, even though it may be a conjecture, but it's about Joseph after he did everything that he could.
他可能热好了水,
and maybe he boiled the water.
然后也给玛利亚预备了一个地方,
and prepared a place for Mary.
让玛利亚在那稻草做的床上尽可能的安静,尽可能的舒服。
That she could rest as much as possible on this bed built with hay.
当玛利亚在生产的时候，约瑟很可能他在祷告，他在向神说。
And very likely when Mary was having the labor, Joseph was praying.
他心里会向神说，神啊，这不是我计划的那个方式。
In his heart, he may say that, Lord, this may not be, this is not how I planned it.
他说我的孩子生在马房里，好像有驴、有羊，还有只有稻草。他说这不是我以前想象的。
It's not how I imagined it, that my child would be born in a manger with mules and sheep around and on hay.
我想象的是，会有一个大的家庭。I
was thinking that the family would be a big family would be around me.
然后会有外婆，还有外公，还有爷爷奶奶。And
the grandparents would be all around me.
然后还有亲朋好友。And
all the dear friends.
然后可能和约瑟一起站在门外等候。
And they're all waiting outside with Joseph, outside the door.
然后突然听到婴孩那个低声的叫声,
and suddenly hearing the cry of the child.
然后也听到他拍这个婴儿的背后的声音,
and hear the slap on the baby's back.
然后大家就一起大笑欢喜,
and everybody would break out in laughter.
然后接生婆出来也把这婴孩 就递给这个约瑟,
and the midwife will hand over the baby to Joseph.
然后大家一起鼓掌, 然后玛利亚也可以好好的休息, 他们可以一起好好的庆祝。
And everybody would applaud, and Mary would have a good time.
整个拿撒勒一起庆祝。
And the whole Nazareth will celebrate.
但现在好像什么都不对劲。
But now nothing is right.
他说，我真是实在是怎么样的一个丈夫呢？
So what kind of a husband am I?
他说，我找不到一个接生婆。
I could not find a midwife.
也没有一个床可以给玛利亚。
And I don't have a bed for Mary.
房子里都是只是稻草。
And this whole place is filled with just hay.
可能味道也很难闻。
And it smells bad.
我自己可能也是一身臭气。
And I smell bad too.
他说，神啊， 难道我理解错了什么吗？
Maybe if I didn't understand this correctly.
当你差派天使告诉我这个婴孩要生下来的时候，那时候我脑海子 脑海里浮现的那个图画不是这样的。
When you sent the angels to tell me, I didn't imagine this. It's not the same.
他那时候我在异象里看到的是这个耶路撒冷的城啊。
It's what I see in my vision is the city of Jerusalem.
看到的是圣殿。
What I see is the temple.
是祭司。
The Levites.
所有的人都在这里来 等，聚集等候。
And everybody was just waiting.
他可能会有一个盛大的庆典。
And there was a big celebration.
或者一个游行庆祝,
and there's a procession.
或者至少要有一个宴会吧,
or at least a banquet.
因为这是弥撒亚的诞生啊,
because this is Messiah's birth.
这是基督的诞生啊,
it is the birth of Jesus Christ.
或者如果不是在耶路撒冷的圣殿里, 在拿撒勒,
well, even if it's not in Jerusalem, Nazareth would be better than here.
他在那里至少有我的家在那里啊,
at least I have my house there.
我的房子在那里啊,
in my home.
呀, 他, 那你还有我的木匠店,
and my business.
但这里呢, 他有什么呢?
And here, what do I have?
他只有一头疲倦的驴,
just a weary mule,
一堆炭火,
a stack of firewood,
一盆热水,
and a pot of hot water.
他这伯利恒的马房, 真的不是我想要的方式,
so the stable in the Bethlehem is not what I want.
这也不是我要我孩子生下来的那个方式。
It is not the way that I want my child to be born.
但这时候, 约瑟好像他突然意识到, 他说, 他说, 我又这样做了, 天父。
And suddenly, Joseph said, I did it again.
他说父啊, 我又这样做了, 是不是?
Is it right? I did it again.
他说我不是故意这样做,
I didn't do it on purpose.
只是我又忘记了,
but I forgot.
他不是我的孩子,
he's not my son.
他是你的孩子,
he is yours.
他这婴孩是你的,
this child is yours.
这个计划也是你的,
this plan is yours.
他这个主意是你的,
and this idea is yours.
他这道路也是你的,
and this way is yours.
他说原谅我,
forgive me.
原谅我, 也这样的问,
forgive me for asking.
他说, 难道这是神 进入世界的方式吗?
Is this the way that God enters into this world?
这就是那位圣经学者, 他所写的。
So this is what the Bible scholar had written.
神, 这位自有拥有的神,
this God who is and was and
这位创造宇宙万物的神,
he's the creator of heaven and earth,
就是以这样卑微的一个方式 来到世界上,
to come to this world.
然后路加福音第二章, 那你就讲到玛利亚生了头生的孩子, 他就用布包起来, 放在马槽里。
So Luke chapter 2 told us that Mary gave birth to this child and wrapped her up in cloth and placed him in the manger.
那时候玛利亚和约瑟都很累了。Both
Mary and Joseph were tired.
然后不知过了多少时候, 他们两个就听到 叽叽喳喳的声音,
and don't know how much time had passed, but they all of a sudden heard a lot of noises.
马上一群很喜乐很兴奋的牧羊人,
and a group of shepherds came and they were very excited.
出现在他们的面前,
and they came before them.
牧羊人找到了玛利亚, 约瑟也看见了那卧在马槽里的婴孩。
The shepherds found Joseph and Mary, and they found and saw the child in the manger.
他们就兴奋地高兴地说, 哦, 这是真的。
They were so excited and said, this is real, this is true.
他说天使所说的一切的话都是真的。
So everything the angel said is true.
牧羊人就跟玛利亚和约瑟解释他们是在伯利恒郊野里面的牧羊人。
They explained to Mary and Joseph that they were looking after the sheep in outside Bethlehem.
他们正在看守羊群, 突然主的使者就站在那里, 然后主的荣光就四面照着他们。
And the angels came, and the light of God was shining upon them.
他们就惧怕,
and they were afraid.
开始就跟他们说, 不要惧怕, 我报给你们, 那大喜的消息是关乎万民的。
It said, do not be afraid, I bring you a good news.
因为今天在大卫的城里, 为你们生了救主, 就是主基督。
And today in the town of David, a child has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩, 包着布, 卧在马槽里, 那就是记号。
And you will find a baby wrapped in cloth in a manger, and that will be the sign.
然后忽然又一大队的天兵和那天使一起赞美神说至高之处荣耀归给神在地平安归给他所喜悦的人
And all of a sudden a great company of angels appeared and praising God saying glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men on to whom they has found his favor
当众天使升天去了牧羊人就彼此说我们 赶快往伯利恒去, 看看所成就的事。
So the shepherd said, let's go quickly to Bethlehem and see if this is true.
就是主所指示我们的。
And this is what the Lord had shown us.
所以我们就来了。
So we came here.
实在我们可以想象, 那牧羊人的到来, 和他们所说的这样的见证, 给玛利亚和约瑟带来多大的喜乐和安慰。
And we can imagine how much joy and consolation that these messages brought to them from, by the shepherds.
这些日子的辛酸,
In all the days of the sadness,
疑问,
question,
抱怨, 也许他们有,
and complaints,
一路的长途跋涉的艰辛,
and the long, difficult journey,
生产的痛苦和劳累,
and the childbirth pains and the travail,
这一切都一扫而光,
and it all disappeared.
那喜乐成为他们的力量,
and joy becomes their strength.
他们和牧羊人一起赞美神, 归荣耀给神。
And together they praise God and give glory to God.
牧羊人走了,
and the shepherds left.
他们一定会再看这个在马槽中的婴孩。
They must be looking at the child that is on in the.
他们也许有许多的好像 wondering.
Maybe there's a lot of wondering.
但肯定他们是蛮有盼望，然后他们也可以。 好好的，踏踏实实的睡一大觉。And
I'm sure that they would be able to rest.
我想差一点出去，上个星期三来祷告会的时候，其实。Last
Wednesday when I came to the prayer meeting.
其实是挺累的。I
was very tired.
也听说星期四圣诞夜会有大风雪。
And I heard that there would be a snowstorm on Christmas Eve.
然后心里挺沉重。
And so I was very heavy-hearted.
但来到教会, 看到这里有那么多的弟兄姊妹们, 还有小孩子们, 他们一起都在这里积极的彩排。
And when I came to church and saw all these brothers and sisters and the children were practicing for the play,
然后心里也是蛮受激励。
And I was very encouraged.
他讲到, I was cheered up.
I was cheered up.
所以这里让我能够理解一点点。
And this let me just be able to understand a little bit.
他牧羊人给玛利亚和约瑟他们所带来的那喜乐。
How the shepherd can bring this joy to Mary and Joseph.
再感谢主，虽然在圣诞夜仍是有大风暴，来的福音朋友不多。 但他们说这是他们一生最难忘的圣诞夜。
And even though there was a great snowstorm and not too many people came and not too many newcomers, but people was telling me this is one of the most memorable Christmas Eve.
言归正传，那是看到，当然我们知道圣诞节的中心是那马槽的婴孩。
When we come back and see that the center of Christmas is this baby in the manger.
这婴孩，那你是讲到他是救主。
And this baby is a savior.
在天使所报的大好消息里面，他说这是救主，是主基督。
And in the message that the angels brought, he said this is Christ the Lord.
我们知道救主是讲到他要后面他要所成就的救恩。
And this Savior is talks about what he has his the salvation that is going to come after this.
讲到他是照他名字，他要从罪恶中把我们拯救出来。
And he will save us from sin.
也讲到他是女人的后裔，他要败坏，他要在十字架上伤魔鬼撒旦的头。
And he is the descendant of a woman who is going to hurt the serpent's head.
然后他要我们从黑暗的国度里面拯救出来，让我们进入那爱子光明的国度。
And he will bring us out from darkness into kingdom of light.
还讲到他是基督，是主基督。
And that he is Lord and Christ.
刚才我们也祷告的时候，弟兄们有讲到基督是谁？基督他本是神。
And when we prayed, brother was saying that who is this Christ? He's also the Son of God.
他说他本是本有神的形象。
And he has the very nature of God.
但他虚己。
He humbled himself.
他成了人的样子。
And become man.
弟兄也有祷告的时候讲到他本为富足，但他却愿意甘心成为贫穷。
And also brother prayed that he was originally rich, but he is for our sake, he is willing to become poor.
让我们能够成为富足。
So that through his poverty, we can become rich.
是在他里面。
It's through him.
你讲到这婴孩是为我们而生。
And also talks about that this child was to was born for us.
所以那 program, 圣诞夜的那 program 也是用这句，他说有一婴孩是为我们而生。
And this in the Christmas program it said that the child was born for us.
这是讲到他是人子。
And,That he is the son of man.
还讲到有一子要赐给我们。
And there is the son was given to us.
还讲到他是神子。
And that he is the son of man.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And he is God so loved the world that he gave his only son to us.
那基督他是完全的人，又是完全的神。
And Christ is a complete man and also God.
那是神的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of God.
让我们都能得开启，能够来认识的。
So that we can, through him, we can come to know him, know God.
我想在结束之前，还要再提，讲一点，是讲到西缅、亚拿和东方博士他们的见证。
And we'll also talk about the testimony of Simeon and Anna and the Magi.
我们读到的路加福音第二章后面那里是讲到，当他们都生产这样顺利过来，然后到 婴孩满了八天，他们就给他行了割礼。
And Luke told us that on the eighth day, Jesus was circumcised.
然后他们也给他起名字叫耶稣，就是还没有成胎之前，天使给他所起的名字。
And they called him Jesus, gave him the name Jesus, and it's the name the angel gave them before he was conceived.
然后照着摩西的律法，就在洁净的日子，就是在耶稣33天的时候。
And according to the law of Moses, and it's time for the purification, which is on the 33rd day.
所以他们也就带耶稣到耶路撒冷那里去。把他献给主。
Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
他们也献了两个那个斑鸠这样的祭。
And they also offered two pigeons.
然后那里是讲到西缅，这里是一个这人又公义又虔诚，然后他们得了圣，他得了圣灵的启示，就前来就跟他们说。
And this man, Simeon, he was righteous and devout, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and he came to the temple.
所以他就把接过这个婴孩，就说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话，释放仆人安然去世。”
And he took over the baby in his arms, and he said, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace."
他因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
就是你在万民面前所预备的。
Which you have prepared in the sight of all people.
是照亮外邦人的光。
And you're the light of revelation for the Gentiles.
又是你名以色列的荣耀。
And for glory of your people Israel.
然后又给他们祝福。
And then he blessed them.
然后另外一个是亚拿，她已经80几岁了。
And the other it was Anna. She was already in her 80s.
她也是一个虔诚的，在圣殿里面。
She was a godly person in the temple.
然后她也前来，她也称谢，她也再来。印证这一切的事情。
And she also came and gave thanks to God and
让这些事情都办完了。
And all these things were done.
让生活好像也归回平常。
And their lives become normal, back to normal.
玛利亚还是要乳养那婴孩。
And Mary was has to nurse the baby.
约瑟仍然做他的木匠。
And Joseph still was a carpenter.
然而玛利亚他却把这一切的事，原文是讲到这一切的话，这个话是 rhema， 是那活的话，活的道。
And Mary treasured these things in her heart, and in the original text these things are theWord, the living word, rhema.
他把这存在心里，反复思想。
And she treasured these in her heart and pondered upon them.
他们也，然后日后，在那很漫长、很平凡的30年，一直到主耶稣公开侍奉之前，公开传道之前。
And so, before Jesus started his ministry in between this and the 30 years,
他们也生儿养女。
And they gave birth to other children.
他们也工作。
And they worked.
当然，我们知道，在主耶稣一岁多的时候
，We know that when Jesus was about1 year old.
所以东方博士就因着那明星的带领，他们也来到伯利恒。
The Magi came by following the stars, the star, bright star.
他们也献上黄金，献上乳香和末药。
And they offered up gold, incense, and myrrh.
然后玛利亚和约瑟就带着婴孩主耶稣呢，就逃到埃及，然后躲避希律王的杀害。
And Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Egypt to escape the King Herod.
然后希律王死了，他们就带着孩子，然后回到加利利的拿撒勒。
After King Herod died, they came back and to Nazareth in Galilee.
他们一路也顺服神的话。
And along the way, they obeyed God's word.
当主耶稣十二岁的时候，他们带他上耶路撒冷。
And when Jesus was 12 years old, they took him to Jerusalem.
他们以为主耶稣丢了，他们，但后来又在圣殿里面很伤心的找到他。
And they thought that they had lost Jesus, but he was in the temple.
玛利亚也把这一切的事，也是那个威猛这个话存在心里。
And Mary again treasured all these things in her heart. Again, it's this rhema, this living word.
在那漫长、平淡，也好像没有动静的日子里面，这些话，这些存在他们心里的话，给了他们希盼望。
And in this normal, calm life, these things, these words, Raymond, give them hope.
赋予他们生命的意义。
And give them a meaning of life.
他们知道他们是在神那伟大的计划里面。
They know that they are in the great plans of God.
是在神那伟大的那个旨意里面。
And in the great will of God.
像我们都知道我们今年教会的主题是活着就是基督。
We all know that the theme of this year, the message was to live as Christ.
那马槽里的婴孩就是基督。
And the baby in the manger is Christ.
就是道成了肉身，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And he was the word that became man. He was full of truth and grace.
当耶稣受魔鬼试探的时候，他说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出一切的话，那个话是为你。
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he said, "We do not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the word of, from the mouth of God." And that word is rhema.
保罗在哥罗西书里也劝勉我们，要用各样的智慧，把神的话丰丰富富的存在心里，那个话是 logos。
And Paul also remind us in Colossians that we have to dwell richly in the word of Christ in teaching and admonishing one another. So that word is logos.
实在我们要活着就是基督，我们实在要像玛利亚、像约瑟那样，真的是将基督的话，无论是 logos 还是 rhema， 能够存在心里，我们也顺服这话。
And in our lives, we need to be like Joseph and Mary and treasure the word, whether it's logos or rhema, in our heart and obey the word.
顺服这话，能够照你的话成就在我们身上。
And be obedient to the word, just as Mary said, may it be to you what you said.
像圣诞节过完。
And Christmas has passed.
新的一年很快又要开始。
And very soon a new year will start.
然后在这等候主耶稣他再来的日子，再来这样的平常，也好像没有什么动静的日子里。
In these days, waiting for the Lord to return as if there's not, you know, very little is happening.
但是求主给我们信心，能够来取用这些话。
May the Lord give us faith that we can use these words.
也让神的道能够在我们身上能够成为肉身。
And may the word of God be on us.
让基督的生命在我们里面能够成长。
And the life of Christ can grow in us.
让我们也能尊主为大，照他的旨意而行。
And we can give glory to God and obey His will.
我们也能够跟随主。
And we can follow Him.
好，我们就一起祷告。
Let us pray.
啊，亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你也在把玛利亚和约瑟和主的诞生这样 的事放在我们的面前。
And once again, you put the things of Jesus' birth and Joseph and Mary in front of us.
主啊，是在你的道路高过我们的道路。
It's true, really, truly, your way is higher than our ways.
你的意念也高过我们的意念。
And your mind is higher. Your wisdom is higher than our wisdom.
主啊，愿主你自己的话，主啊，我们能够存在心里。
And may we treasure up your word in our heart.
也能够顺服主你的话。
And then we can obey your word.
实在帮助我们，让我们能够也支取、取用，用信心来取用主你自己的话。
And help us to be able to use your words in faith.
好，让我们在跟随主你自己的路上，在侍奉主你自己的路上，也在我们日常的生活里面，能够真是更多的像你。
And that we can in your in serving you and in living, we can be more like you.
给我们最高的恩典，好让我们能够真是紧紧的跟随你。
Give us grace that we can follow you.
让马槽不要让我们止步。
And not let the manger stop us.
谢谢你，我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and praise and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.